You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. We're so glad you've decided to join us. To discover more about LMC, visit us online at lifeministry.church. We pray that today's message encourages you in your faith journey.
Hey, church. Thanks. Very warm reception from you all there. Yeah. Thank you. I can always rely on Imogen Geller, that's for sure. She brings the hype, I love it. But it is an absolute pleasure to be with you today, being able to share the word that God's put on my heart. So I just love to pray just to get started, then we'll get into it. Lord, we are just so thankful for what you have already done tonight in our lives and in our hearts. So I just pray that the words that I speak come directly from you, Lord. Let me be a vessel. I just pray that this night we would glorify you. Lord, we just thank you so much for everything that you are doing in our lives and in our church. And I just pray that tonight we'd be able to come together as a community to worship the one. And so I just thank you so much for tonight. In your name, amen. All right. So to start off, I thought that I'd tell you a little bit about myself and a very bit of a fun fact. I'm a fast walker. And this is something that I very much enjoy. It's a bit unusual, but it's just something that I've picked up. Then I find that for me, I'm at my peak and my best performance when I am walking by myself and I'm in the city. Now, there's nothing better than walking at my very own pace, backpack on, overtaking people that don't know that I'm overtaking them. It's great. It feels good. Now, I do have to be by myself for this fast walking activity because there is on the rare occasion that I start walking at my fast pace and I forget that I'm with people and then I accidentally leave people behind. It's by accident. I mean that truly. I remember one time I was at the city with my lovely fiancé, Rowan, and then we got off the train and I was like, right, okay, let's go. We're in the city. I'm ready to move. And then all of a sudden, I just started walking without a second thought. And I was moving past people. I was ready to get to my destination. And I didn't even realize that Rowan was still trying to like sort through the people that were still there at the train. So he was there. Now I was just on a roll. I was like, nothing's stopping me. And then it was only until I kind of stopped and then looked behind it, and then I saw Rowan saying, bye. Have a nice life. And I went, oh, and I kind of had to do the awkward walk back and then go, oh, sorry. And he's like, it's okay, don't worry. And then, we started walking and then I had to slow my pace. But it's okay. Rowan, I hope that you've forgiven me. Is there a nod? Yeah, great. Okay, we're good. We're good. And I actually do have a photo of how fast I walk when I'm in the city. And this was taken at ACU, which is my university. Now, you see, I'm not even in the photo. The photo was taken and I was already gone. I was just past the frame. I've already gone out of the photo. So that's basically a depiction. It's great. You've got to be good at life in some things, and fast walking is one of them for me. This is something that was taught to me from a very, very young age. On Bradshaw family holidays, most of what we did, along sightseeing and various activities, was walking. We would walk for ages, and I mean ages, like hours and hours, just exploring and getting a feel for the place that we were in. And you had to walk fast because otherwise you weren't keeping up with Dad. And if you didn't keep up with Dad, you'd be left behind in some random town in Louisiana because he was on a mission. And so the time that I would say is that where I got it from is because I had to try and keep up with my family. And it's still something that we do to this day, and I love it. But the only time I'd say that the Bradshaws were at the same walking pace was when we were in Disneyland. It's almost an unspoken rule or understanding that when we're there, it's focus, it's game mode. We're all walking at the exact same pace, getting to the rides and beating all the other families. Because Disneyland is not about fun, it's about organisation and prioritising the 5 days that you have. Because you can't do Disneyland for one day. That's not how you do it. You've got to plan what ride you do at what time and then get the fast passes. Something I'm very passionate about, as you can tell. Now, Bradshaw family holidays were the best, and all the weird and wonderful family moments happen and still make me laugh to this day. But there's two things that my dad would always do on holidays. Now, one was the slow pan video of everything that we were seeing, and he did that for everything. I remember we went on a cruise once. There was a 4-minute video of just Dad with the camera, just panning the whole entire cruise ship with just utter silence in the background and seagulls. You had to get all of it. And the other thing was that when we were on our holidays, walking, doing whatever we were doing, he'd stop and he'd go, "Girls, live in the moment." I can see Tegan laughing, and then we'd all go, "Dad, yeah, I know, we know, you say this every single time." But he'd always say, "Live in the moment." And now, as an adult, I actually appreciate what he was trying to say. Even with our action-packed, fast-paced holidays when we were on the go, we always had to stop and sit, appreciate where we were, and live in the moment. And we have to embrace what we're doing, because otherwise we just miss it. And he's right. How often are we looking forward and moving from one thing to the next and not thinking about where we are now or what's around us? Life moves so fast, and we need to stop, rest, and just simply embrace what is going on. We need to enjoy the present and the journey that God has placed us on. Don't live in the future. Live in what God is placing you in right now. We also have to stop thinking, "Oh, I'm going to have a good life when," or "I'll rest when," or "I'll spend time with God when." We have to do that now, because there's no time for us to be waiting to be in God's presence. We have to live in the moment with Him now. Now, for me, university is something that I'm currently doing, and I'm currently in my last year. And it's very hard for me to kind of live in that moment, because I'm in the home stretch and I'm just so excited to be done and finished and kind of have that freedom. I see that tunnel vision sort of creeping in. I often see myself pushing through, just focused on the end goal of graduating, that I miss the things around me. And, you know, thinking, "Oh, I'll have so much more time when uni is over. I'll actually get to enjoy life and enjoy the freedom that comes along with it." But when I think about it, a year from now, I'm not going to have the same opportunity to speed walk around Melbourne, killing time before a class. I won't have the opportunity to go to a local cafe, hoping the barista remembers my name, and they still haven't, if you were wondering. I'm never going to have the opportunity to kind of live that lifestyle again. So why not embrace the time that I have now, rather than mourning my loss later? Enjoy the race I'm running rather than just pushing through. So it's all easy said than done, but how do we actually do that? What are some practical tips we can put in place to be in the now and be present with God? Now, there's 4 simple words I'd like you to remember from tonight, and those are stop, look, listen, and think. Now, yes, if you remember back in the 2010s, this was a very famous ad about crossing the road safely. It was a very fun jingle. Look it up in your free time. It's quite good. So hopefully you remember this. It relates to road safety and living in the moment with God. It's pretty good. So the first one that I'd like us to focus on is stop. We need to pause and find silence. We need to stop ourselves from getting caught up or busy in life and actually stop to rest with God. Now, this could be a daily devotional or worship at your house, or it could also just be 5 minutes in your workday. It's where you sit, you rest with God for a bit and enjoy His presence. It doesn't have to be this massive ordeal. It just has to be being with God. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." I find that for me, when I need to rest and be with God, I'll just close my eyes and imagine myself somewhere where I feel God's presence the most in my life. For me, I think of Psalm 23:2-3. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for His name's sake." And for me, when I need to stop and pause, I imagine myself in that setting. And that visualization for me is so important, because wherever I am in life, whether I'm at work, uni, at home, I sit, I close my eyes and I just imagine that place. And for me, that gives me rest. The next one, of course, is look. We need to look at where we are and what's around us. You need to look at your house, your job, your family, and your friends. Take in what you're seeing around you. Look at the goodness that has come from God. When I'm at uni, I pause and I look at my surroundings and I remember how excited I was to start this new journey and the new chapter from when I left school. And I have to remember and take in my sights and be like, this is what you were looking forward to. So I embrace it and I really let that sink in. For this one, we have Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Through all generations, through every moment, God's love will prevail. And I just love that we actually get to see the good works that God has done in our life. And it's such a powerful thing where, you know, if you're really wanting a specific job or you're really wanting to start a family, and then when you get there, you can actually look and see what God has done in the physical. And that's so incredible for us to remember. And then we have listen. We need to listen to the people around us, the people who are there to support you and love you and placed there by God. When you're running your race and you feel yourself struggling to find perspective or understanding of where you're going in life, you need to find the people who are going to listen to you and support you and steer you in the right direction. Now, this doesn't mean you find the people who are going to give you the answer that you want to hear. It's the people who will actually give you the truth that you need that is important for your relationship with God. And this also relates back to listening to God's voice. Now, we can hear God's voice, but are we actually stopping to listen? I want to say that again because I feel like it's so important. We can hear God's voice, but are we actually stopping and listening? Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things that you do not know." God is speaking to us. We need to stop and listen to him. It's so often that when we are busy and we're finding ourselves really just drenched in work and life and things are feeling heavy, God's still speaking to us. God hasn't left. He's still there, but we actually just have to find that peace, find that rest. And that is where God is dwelling and he's waiting for us. And then our last one we have is think. Is there anything right now in your life that is hindering you from progressing in your journey with God? What is stopping you from living in the moment? Perhaps you are still living in the past and you're weighed down by actions or decisions that you still haven't processed yet, and that is stopping you from living in the moment. Or maybe you're so worried about the future and God's plans that you can't actually be with him in the present. What do you need to let go of to help you stay your course? If we look at Philippians 4:6-7, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. God has you. He has you in the palm of your hand. We learned that back in primary school with the song, God's got the whole world in his hand. No step we take hasn't been carved by God. Nowhere we go, God is going to be there. So don't try and fear the future. Rest in where God has you now, because the future, it's going to happen, but it's going to happen in time. So why not be here, be present with God, and let him take care of the rest. Now, the beauty of these four words of stop, look, listen, and think is that from this, if we are practicing these four words in our life, it helps us in our path with God, and the overflow of that is developing our gratitude. When we are present and in the moment, we are grateful. And gratitude is so important on our walk with God. It brings us perspective in our lives and it gives us space to find the good in the things around us. For instance, if you're having a bad day and then something good happens, you're going to be grateful about it. And then the more that you do it, the more that you are grateful, the more that you will find good in your life. I find myself now every day trying to practice saying thank you to God for really small things. Just thank you that it's a great day today. Thank you that I got through that light and it didn't turn red. Thank you that I made it to work on time. It's silly, but when I'm actually saying thank you out loud, it becomes part of my day. It becomes part of my practice and it feels natural. Now, you could be saying, great, they're really good things to focus on, but I can't really do that in the moment. There's nothing that I'm grateful for. I can't really see anything to focus on. I'm in the middle of my valley and I don't see an end point. If you're struggling to find gratitude and there's no path ahead and all you can see is the struggle within. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." If you're struggling to live in the now and live in the moment, it's okay. And it's very natural. And it's something that I think everyone goes through. But it's the fact that we actually have God with us that we can get through those moments. And sometimes it is a struggle to actually praise in our valleys and to actually be grateful and be loving to our God when things aren't going right. It may be a struggle to actually say those words out loud, but when we do it, it becomes easier. It's almost like working a muscle. It's hard at the start, but then the more that you do it, it's going to get easier. I want us to reflect on our own journeys and think, are you living in the moment? Are you dwelling where God has placed you now? Or are you pining for something more? Are you waiting for something else good to happen? Are you just kind of trying to get through this time period so you can see something really good in your future? Are you missing what God is doing in your life around you? Or are you taking hold of every day that God is giving you, walking your path? Now, for me, I don't find this easy. I find myself constantly trying to live in the future because I like knowing what's going on. I really wish that when I turned 18, someone would just come to my door and go, right, here you go. Here is everything you're going to do, every mistake you'll make. Here's how to do your laundry properly and separate your lights from your darks. Like, I wish that someone gave me a manual for life. It would make things so much easier. But then it would also, I probably wouldn't grow out of that, would I? If I'm given the answers, there's not much for me to do there. It's the mistakes that we make in life that actually help us grow and develop and love God more and more. I find myself sometimes getting caught up in planning that I forget that I actually don't have that much control over it. Start of this year, I was kind of preparing myself for a lot of change to start. Getting ready to finish my degree, into full-time work, get married, move out. And so I was trying to work to be able to actually afford all these things and do all these things. I was so ready to conquer this change that I made myself so busy and I was working three jobs. I remember my friend at the start of the year went, "Mads, you had a lot going on this year." And I was like, "Yes, I do. I'm ready." And I almost saw it as a challenge and I was like, "Yeah, I know. I'm going to be able to do all of it." Month in, couldn't do it. I was working, I was getting up and I was like, I'm not living for anything at the moment. I was just kind of going about my day-to-day, going to work, going home, eating, sleeping, doing what I needed to survive rather than thriving where God had placed me. And so I kind of had to stop and go, okay, something has to shift here. I'm actually concerning myself too much about what's going to happen in the future that I was stopping and hindering myself from being with God in this moment and actually growing and learning to be that future self. Similar to my story before, it was almost like I just started walking pedal to the metal, trying to speed past people to get to my destination. I wasn't thinking or concerning of God. I was just tunnel vision, ready to get things done and be efficient. So after lots of prayer and talks with God and talks with everyone else, I realized that I had to sacrifice something in my life. And I thought that I needed to give up something that I was depending on for a stable future. I had to sacrifice something in order to give that back to God. So I ended up quitting one of my jobs where I've been for 2 years, which was a very big step. And I was very nervous about it. And it was something where I went, you know, God, why are you telling me to stop working here when I've literally just got engaged? Like, I need to earn money so I can have a life. And he just kind of went, Mads, you're fine. Just stop, rest, you're going to be okay. And I kind of sat there and I was like, but are you sure? Really? And I was kind of a bit of back and forth. And then after a while, he was like, what are you fighting? Like, I literally made this universe. What do you think? Are you going to change my mind? And then I went, yeah, you're probably right. And so I ended up quitting that job. And it has been fantastic. And I am so glad that I was able to listen to God and actually understand that I needed to stop and look, listen, and think about what I was doing in my life. And from that change, it was hard, but it was the best thing. Because now when I wake up, I feel present. When I go about my day, when I go to work, I feel ready to listen to the people around me. I'm able to take in everything that God has given me. And it's just given me such an incredible perspective on life. And I feel grateful. If we are too busy looking forward and moving forward, we're just going to miss everything around us. As humans, it's ingrained in our brains to be moving from one thing to the next, to not settle or rest, that we need to be continuously chasing that next step and fighting for our place at the table. It's like that example of tunnel vision I said before, that we almost just keep going, we ignore the things around us and focus on the one sole thing that we think is going to push us and propel us forward in our life. When we ignore the things around us, it just doesn't make sense. When we keep looking at that one thing that we think is going to sustain us, we think nothing else matters but that one thing in life. And then you kind of enter that dangerous scenario where you could be idolizing that one point pinnacle change in your life. But then here's the thing. When you get there, you get to that moment, yeah, you do feel good for a moment. You feel that sense of accomplishment. But then when you've kind of gotten to that point and then you look back at the path you went, you realize how much you missed on that path, how much of that journey that you could have been enjoying and embracing because you were too worried about getting there. It's almost like we hear the thing of, you know, the road trip, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And it's right. Instead of going A to B in life, we kind of have to change it from going to A to Z. There's all of those letters in the middle, all of that growth, all of that development that's so crucial to the people that we become. And I really want us to remember that, that if we simply keep going in life, barreling through, that we're going to miss so many incredible moments that God has given us. And we need to cherish those moments. It's so easy for us to get caught in the trap of just trying to push through. But then we reach that and we feel that sense of grief that we missed out on so many opportunities because we were too busy. So tonight, I really wanted us to focus on what does it mean to live in the moment? What is it for you that you feel like you are striving towards? And is that a healthy goal or is that something that you're feeling like you're just barreling towards and you're not focusing on everything else around you? Are you almost sacrificing your family or your friendships or your mental health to just get to that one point? We just need to live in the now and focus on God rather than waiting for our future. I want us to relish in what God is doing in our lives, to not rush and miss opportunities for growth. That things happen in due time. Sometimes they don't work out the way that you think, but God ultimately has a plan. And we need to remember that and just give over the reins to Him and say, you know what? I can't do this by myself, but you know exactly what's going on. So I'm just, you take it. And God's there with open hands, ready to take your burdens. And he's there and he goes, right, okay, let's get to work. And when we do that, we let ourselves be with God. And I can't think of anything more incredible than being in the moment with our Lord and Savior and our Father and actually being with him. Let's pray. Lord, I'm just so thankful for you and what you do in our lives. Lord, I'm thankful that when we walk every single step we take, you know. Every single door we open, you're there. We are just so thankful that in our life we don't have to worry, we don't have to fret about what's going to happen because you already know and you've already planned it for us. But I just pray tonight that if we feel like anything needs to shift in our life, if we need to shift priorities, if we need to get rid of idols in our life, that you would really highlight that tonight. Lord, you reign supreme. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. We are just so in awe of you and everything that you do. And so we just want to lay down our life and say, Lord, have it all. Let us be with you in this moment. Let us pray to you. Let us worship you. Let us surrender our lives to you so that in the future we can look back and be proud of what you've done in our life and proud that we were there in the moment walking it with you. So, Lord, I just pray in the days and weeks to come that if something has to give or something has to move, that you would prompt us. And I just thank you that you've got us in your hands and that ultimately you know everything that's going on and we can just give it all over to you and we are so thankful. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. If you'd like to hear more inspiring messages from Life Ministry Church, or you would like to know more about us, including service times, events, or what following Jesus is all about, be sure to visit us online at lifeministry.church. Thanks again for listening.